Trend number two, the promise of a COVID-19 vaccine. Rapid progress is being made toward delivering a viable vaccine for the coronavirus responsible for COVID-19. For example, researchers at Inovio Pharmaceuticals were able to design a vaccine in just 3 hours once they received a genetic sequence for the virus. Along with a team of scientists from the University of Pennsylvania and the Wistar Institute, Inovio has been working on that vaccine since this past January. And after just 83 days, they began the first human trial, which represents an absolutely unprecedented level of speed. The research already completed proves that the vaccine works in a test tube. The new phase of the study involves testing the vaccine in low-risk people just to make sure the vaccine is well-tolerated by humans. Approximately 40 people are being tested during the so-called Phase 1 clinical trial at locations in Kansas City and at the University of Pennsylvania. The final results from this test are expected by this summer. If no problems with patient tolerance emerge, Inovio will proceed with a Phase 2 clinical trial in which the at-risk population will be tested. Phase 2 is where they tested on larger numbers of patients and confirmed the vaccine's efficacy in humans. In preparation for Phase 2, Inovio has already produced enough dosing for several thousand test subjects. This is not the first time the firm has been asked to move at lightning speed. Using proprietary digital mapping of DNA sequences, Inovio was able to get a Zika virus vaccine to market in just 7 months. However, getting a corona vaccine to market may take longer. Inovio recently received a $9 million grant from the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations for the express purpose of speeding up the process of getting its vaccine to market. Why the delay? Expanded efficacy studies, which are called Phase 3 clinical trials, normally take a very, very long time. That's why vaccine development typically takes years or even decades. At best, to commercialize a licensed vaccine taking the normal path, we're usually talking about a year and a half to 2 years, at minimum. That's the figure that's been quoted by the CDC and others. But as Wistar's Dr. David Weiner points out, that doesn't necessarily mean that we won't see a coronavirus vaccine being used much sooner, like we did in the case of Ebola. According to Weiner, once the Ebola vaccine in West Africa was tested through Phase 1, the researchers did an exceptionally clever trial design, which enabled them to use a relatively small number of people in a very quick Phase 2 trial. Similarly, Weiner believes that high-risk populations, such as the elderly, could receive the vaccine much sooner, and if needed, an emergency use authorization could be issued. An emergency use authorization is where researchers get through early studies and show that a treatment is safe. Then, they are given permission to start distributing it more widely. This approach is not usually used, but there has been a lot of discussion triggered by a group at Oxford University, which is going to start their vaccine trial sometime in the summer. Importantly, even if Inovio's vaccine candidate fails to reach commercialization, one or more of the several dozen other candidates now in the pipeline are likely to do so. The Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, or CEPI, mentioned earlier, is working with global health authorities and vaccine developers to support the development of a vaccine against COVID-19. To facilitate this effort, they have developed and are continuously maintaining their so-called landscape database of vaccine development programs identified from publicly available and proprietary sources. As of April 8, 2020, the global COVID-19 vaccine R&D landscape database included 115 vaccine candidates, of which 78 were confirmed as active projects, and 37 were still unconfirmed by CEPI. Of the 78 confirmed active projects, 73 were still at exploratory or preclinical stages, while the most advanced candidates had recently moved into clinical development. These clinical candidates include formulations from Moderna, CanSino Biologicals, Inovio, and Shenzhen Genoimmune Medical Institute. Numerous other vaccine developers had already indicated plans to initiate human testing in 2020. In terms of resources, the U.S. government is stepping in to help. In early April, it announced collaborations with Johnson & Johnson and Moderna to simultaneously support clinical testing and the development of production infrastructure for COVID-19 vaccines. On March 30, Johnson & Johnson announced a joint investment with the U.S. government of $1 billion, intended to create the capacity to manufacture more than 1 billion doses of a vaccine. The efforts will be funded in part by roughly $420 million from the U.S. government. The funding will support non-clinical studies, according to the statement, as well as a Phase 1 clinical trial of an investigational vaccine for COVID-19 developed by Janssen, a pharmaceutical subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson. According to the journal Science, this vaccine uses the same technology as Janssen's investigational Ebola vaccine, which became available in the Democratic Republic of Congo in November of 2019. The clinical trial for this vaccine is set to begin no later than this coming fall, and it could produce a vaccine available for emergency use in the U.S. in early 2021. The agency has also committed to support Moderna in Phase 2 and 3 clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine. The Phase 1 study for the vaccine, developed in partnership with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, got underway in early April. A U.S. government agency called BARDA intends to support 5 or 6 vaccine candidates, out of which 2 or 3 may ultimately be successful. Its goal is to work as quickly as possible to manufacture enough vaccine for the United States as well as the rest of the world in a very short time frame. Given this trend, we offer the following forecasts for your consideration. First, the United States and the UK will use emergency use authorization to get a viable vaccine to the public later this year. This is consistent with the right to try legislation President Trump championed in his first year in office. And since both Trump and Boris Johnson recognize the importance of managing expectations, expect them to underpromise and overdeliver. Once Phase 1 trials establish an absence of toxicity or serious side effects, barriers to deploying a vaccine that seems to be efficacious to all high-risk populations will be minimal. This will have an enormously powerful impact on economic activity and public opinion. Second, rolling out billions of doses of the vaccine worldwide in 2021 will bolster America's image and further undermine Chinese credibility. In the coming era of Sino-American conflict, international perceptions will mean more than military might. By providing a solution to a global crisis created by China, the United States will regain any credibility with allies lost due to America First policies. Expect China to follow a similar course if they can develop and produce an effective vaccine on such a timetable. China will almost certainly employ industrial espionage in their attempt to beat the U.S. to a solution. Third, what we've learned from the extraordinarily accelerated timeframe for a COVID-19 vaccine will make future pandemics less disruptive. The global vaccine R&D effort in response to the COVID-19 pandemic is unprecedented in terms of scale and speed. Given the imperative for speed, vaccines could be available to the general public under emergency use protocols by early 2021, and to high-risk populations even sooner. This represents a quantum leap from the traditional vaccine development pathway, which takes on average over 10 years. And it's much faster than the accelerated 5-year timescale for development of the first Ebola vaccine. Delivering on this forecast will necessitate use of novel vaccine development paradigms involving parallel and adaptive development phases, innovative regulatory processes, and scalable manufacturing capacity. In order to assess vaccine efficacy, COVID-19-specific animal models are being developed, including ACE2 transgenic mice, hamsters, ferrets, and non-human primates. And fourth, like the flu vaccines, the COVID-19 vaccine will be indispensable, even if it's not 100% effective, against every new strain that mutates. When all is said and done, emerging evidence will show that COVID-19 is no more lethal than a normal influenza virus. However, it is much more contagious, meaning that without a vaccine, more people will get it, and so more people could die. Consequently, much of the panic will turn out to have been fueled by misinformation coupled with a lack of identified treatments or vaccines. And we'll see that outside of the New York area, the response was worse than the disease. Fortunately, the combination of viable treatments, isolation of high-risk populations, and the widespread availability of a relatively effective vaccine will enable us to put the panic behind us in 2020 and approach COVID-19 like any other influenza virus of the past 50 years.